Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, slowly waking up.
Excellent.
Right, I'm talking sounds and stuff today.
I've got
two things I want to talk about. First one is quite a quick one. I found this interesting and a bit weird at the same time. A company in America, that's the one they say, anyway, has developed a soundscape for hospital wards. It's to drown out all the sounds from the bleep bin and things that, like, people puts patients on edge. It's white noise with the sounds of nature on top of it. There's, like, birds singing and trees rustling and the rain and all that. At this moment in time, the cost is $27,000 American per ward. That seems somewhat excessive to me.
Oh, that's a lot. Wait, so what? Where are they being used? In hospitals?
In hospital wards.
Okay.
In the United States.
But they want it to be a worldwide thing, obviously, because they're going to be making loads of money.
Well, I can see why it would be useful for some wards. You know, think about the little, like, intensive care unit for the babies or something. Like, you definitely want it to be nice and quiet there. But I don't know. That's quite a lot of money.
Well, the States has such a healthcare crisis as well.
Yeah, they could be putting their money on some other things. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought that was quite an interesting one.
Yeah, it's super interesting, all that kind of like background noise, white noise stuff that you sort of, your brain learns to filter out just by having to go around. You don't listen to everything all the time. It's like those really high-pitched noises that they put outside supermarkets to stop teenagers loitering and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The worst. I hate that. Anyway, I've digressed. Carry on.
Anyway, right, now this is the one, right. The science of waking up.
Oh, need a bit of this.
Which is everybody, it's everybody everywhere, I suppose, isn't it? Scientists have discovered something that can make the first few minutes of waking up just a little bit easier.
Okay.
Right.
I'm ready.
David M. Greenberg, who is a psychologist, has come up with... There's definitely better choices for alarm clock sounds than the beeping, almost car alarmish ones.
Hate the beep.
Many of us are used to.
My flatmate uses it as the like sound that is my alarm in the morning as her timer noise, and it is so stressful. It's like a fight or flight response that kicks in when it goes off. And she's just like making some boiled eggs, and I'm like jumping out of bed. Yeah.
Right, well, the perfect waking up sounds is going to be different for all of us. But what they're saying is when you choose an alarm, certain things should be then taken into account. Firstly, the repeating beep, like tones that we use all the time, gets the job done and gets your brain into a really alert state, right?
Stressed, though.
But that's not good enough for David. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He has found out, and I couldn't find out how he found out, so this is all really quite sketchy from this point. That tunes that people can remember, enjoy, or even sing and hum along to have the best effect on the brain in the morning. Apparently, they will bring the brain into a waking state faster than the other options because you'll be subconsciously humming along to it.
No, that's nice.
I can't think of anything worse. And I'll tell you what, I'm an early morning person, but when I wake up, for the first 10 minutes, no one talk to me.
No one talk to Rob.
And then once I've had a cup of tea and I've pottered about, I'll get on all right. But according to him, this is his two suggestions. Viva La Vida by Coldplay.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Or Lovely Day by Bill Withers.
Oh, well, that's a nice song.
As according to him, it's a much more pleasant approach to wakefulness, bringing your brain into the day on a positive note. I hate that.
Sponsored by Coldplay?
Well, the thing is, right,
Martin paid for this.
If someone's that jolly when they first wake up,
don't trust them.
I don't want nothing to do with them.
Nah.
Because I'm not saying there's something wrong with them. Maybe you are one of them sort of persons. What I used to do, and this is what I like the listeners to ask you, when I really had to get up, I used to have tub thumping, I'd get knocked down,
and I'd
put the phone out of reach, so I actually had to physically get out of bed to switch it off. Then that made me happy.
Yeah, hey, that's great. And also, you know, what a tune to wake up to. Okay, what would everybody choose as their song? It doesn't necessarily need to be like a song you love. It could be, but like, what's a song that would get you out of bed?
Oh, that Bohemian Rhapsody, I just throw the phone out the window and I'd be really happy.
Okay, I'd like to know what the listeners would pick. So text us on 5395. I hope people use BFM as their radio alarm clock. That would be nice.
Yes. Someone did text in and say, leave your phone out of the bedroom and get a radio alarm clock, BFM to wake up.
Yeah, that's nice. What we like to hear. That's what we like to hear.
Wow, thanks Rick Breeze for that. Right,
you got a poem?
That's it, yep.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
I've tried for years to do a two-word poem, and that sounds really easy, but I've struggled with it. And this one's called Noises.
Okay.
Sounds Abound.
Sounds Abound. Beautiful. Give us a, you know, encore performance.
Sounds Abound.
Oh, yeah.
But I've actually, something you said earlier on, yawning is the sound of Wednesday morning.
Yes, it's true. It is true. Wednesday.
Nice one.
They don't call it hump day for nothing.
They do not.
Okay, we're getting some good texts, which we will read out on the other side of this. What have you picked us, Rob?
Björk with It's Oh So Quiet. Hopefully it is.
Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks.
So still, shh, shh, you're all alone, shh, shh, and so peaceful until you fall in love. Simple, the sky up above, simple, is caving in. Wow! You never been so nuts about a guy you wanna love, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die till it's over, and then shh, shh, it's nice and quiet, shh, shh, but soon again shh, shh, starts another big riot.
Got a lot of texts agreeing that this would be a very good song to wake up to, Rob.
It wasn't until I started listening to it again, because I listened to it this morning and just all I heard was noise.
It's got the build-ups. Yeah. It's got the, like, bombastic still ending.
Still wouldn't make me jollied up, though. Do you know what I mean?
I think the scream would help me get out of bed, that's for sure.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
All right, let's get into some of these texts, because